when you're sitting, try to bring your knees close to the ground. We saw the Patanjali Yoga Sutra on Pranayama, Prachardana Vidharanabhyam Va Pranasya, by forceful exhale and doing the holding the breath within. One is able to rid of toxins from the body. When the toxins are released, mind becomes calm. It's an art of stress management, is mentioned in Patanjali Yoga Sutra. The pranayama, like in yoga asana we have done, and those who do yoga, if you observe, they're not very reactive. Immediately their impulses have settled down. They are very calm. Like a difference between an elephant walking and a rat going. Rat is very quick to respond, quick to react. Whereas elephant, the pace is very firm and steady. And those who do yoga, generally earlier they used to be very reactive. Get back very quickly. This, as you start practicing yoga, you have settled down. Your pace has become very firm and steady. That you notice, you yourself, and would observe, or your wife or husband or your friends, they will say that you used to be very, you have changed a lot. You used to talk a lot, you have calmed down, you have settled down. And doing the yoga, the benefit of yoga, slowly it makes us to settle down within. As I mentioned before, as we settle down within, and we can manage the stress better. The pranayama, meaning of prana, prana is the life energy. Life energy has to be expanded. Expanded prana, ayama, pranasya, ayamaha, pranayamaha. And prana has to be expanded. The energy within. Energy, it is some places my energy is good, my hands, I can't move here. My hands are getting very, this hand is okay, this hand is not good. This leg is good, this leg is not good. Localized prana is there. Prana, ayama. Expansion of prana should happen in the entire body. In the prana has five elements. Prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. It expands the prana, the heart, good breathing. It's a good strong heart, good lung capacity. That is the prana shakti. The central point is here. Prana, apana, not only the my able to, it's inhale, able to inhale well, and exhale, releasing the toxins. Apana, the toxins from the body should be removed, like lower apertures, my pores through the stool, urine should be able to go out properly through the skin, the pores, the sweat gland should be working properly. So that some people, if you go near them, they smell them some bad odor. Some people, when they talk, there's a bad odor is there in the mouth. It's a toxins. Toxins has to be purified. Apana has to be, when it starts working well, apana prana, the toxins, when the toxins are released, the bad odor doesn't come out from the body. Prana, apana. Vyana means the circulation, the not localized prana, whole body, the limbs are working well, circulation is good, and all the internal organs, energy is distributed well. Vyana and udana, able to talk. Some people, talking is the problem, or swallowing is a problem. Udana prana. Here, this prana localized around the throat, able to express properly, and gulping, it's drinking, eating, when we eat something, it has to be pushed further in. It's a udana prana. And udana, in the practice, they say, as in the last minute of your life, that prana should, this should take predominance. In the last minute of life, the prana should be, your soul should be pulled up through here and to be pushed out through the upper aperture. If it goes through the, if this becomes very weak, it leaves downwards, person, that soul goes into the nether world. It has to be the purpose of life. This is a profitable life. We should lead a profitable life such that we should go up. Not if you go down from this platform, this opportunity, whatever length of time you have, it is a, we are here to do a business. This business should be such a profitable business, I should go up in my, further up. The soul should get elevated to the higher worlds. If it goes down, that means my business, I did not manage my business. It has gone into a terrible loss, it will go down. This udana prana. Udana and samana, my digestion should be good. Whatever I eat, I should be able to digest. The best way to digest, give a rest to your digestive system. It's a once in a fortnight. Eating all the time. Eating all the time, no rest, no rest. And, someone said, I give 8 hours of rest when I sleep. It's not the daytime with awareness. With your sleep has taken over, that's why you are not eating. That is not the rest. In the, when you are awake also, in the once in fortnight, give a rest to the digestive system. Digestive system gets flared up. It becomes very healthy. And it's a samana, and prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. These five pranas, the prana, pranayama, doing pranayama, all five pranas gets activated. And five auxiliary prana, upapranas are there, naga, kurma, krikala, devadatta, dhananjaya. Dhananjaya. And it's a burping, if I want to burp, it's another. It's an extra airlock happened. That airlock has to be removed. It's through the burping. And blinking, able to blink properly. Some people, they can't blink also. This energy, prana shakti is not enough. And if you observe someone in ICU, if you go to ICU, one person is about to depart. You try to talk to them and you observe. They open their eyes for split second, then they can't retain that one. It collapses. The eyes, even the eyelid, you need a prana to hold it up. It, otherwise it collapses. You see that if you have had an opportunity to go into ICU and observe, a person is about to depart. The, even if you call, that person may open up and eyelids closes. Naga, kurma, krikala, you are able to sneeze, and yawning, it's in the brain, oxygen content has gone less, extra oxygen, yawning, and devadatta, able to give a boost of energy. Sometime you need, in a panic situation, emergency situation, you need extra energy backup, that Dhananjaya, you get a tremendous energy. Like if my chop of my finger, if I take this finger in a plastic bag to the hospital, in 1 hour if I go, they can put it back. There is a prana hasn't left in that finger, though it got chopped off. Some trees, in the plants, it's very predominant. Rose, if you cut a rose, it's a stick, and after one week, if you plant it, it will come back again. Able to preserve the energy, preserve the life force in the body. in their life. It's these upapranas, doing the pranayama, all 10 pranas gets activated. Pranayama. One will feel, if that person is very lethargic, dull, lack of energy, the doing the pranayama, you feel that person is so much of energy, bubbling with energy. Yoga helps in awakening the energy, dormant energy within. That is pranayama, expansion of prana happens. Left thumb and index finger together.